This is Monocle On Design Extra. It's a short show to accompany our weekly programme, where we discuss everything from architecture and craft to furniture and fashion. I'm Ailey Evans. Part of the joy whilst travelling can be the regional design flair found in local cafes, restaurants and rented apartments. They offer clues to where you are in the world. But a new, bland trend seems to be emerging, which is robbing us from a sense of place. To lament this loss, it's over to Monocle writer Grace Charlton.
My mother has some bad news. She's calling me from Florence, where she now lives and works after an 8-year stint in New York. Her regular coffee spot, the one with all the motorcycle posters and the Calcio Storico Fiorentino flags, is under new ownership, and they've redesigned it to look like an Airbnb. Over the years, we have stayed in many apartments in cities from Budapest to Sydney that have what we call Airbnb design. Think plastic plants in tiny pots, posters of the Eiffel Tower no matter where you are in the world, and aluminium plaques bearing slogans such as Life's a Beach or Prosecco O'Clock. In a way, we have almost grown fond of its blandness, spotting Airbnb-isms in rented apartments, cafes, and restaurants that we come across on our travels. But the Airbnb-style redesign of this particular cafe, once beloved for its esoteric and charming memorabilia accumulated over decades, was an undeniable offence. Now that the references to the city's medieval football games and a reverential image of a Maserati motorcycle have been removed, it has lost its distinctly Florentine sense of place. The cafe is mostly frequented by older men who sip a cappuccino with a cigarette in the early morning and a glass of wine as soon as the clock strikes 11. My mother's choice to make it her regular haunt was a daily source of joy. It's a place that, until now, made her feel more like a local than a tourist or recent transplant. Hyperlocal designs and references in the fit-out of restaurants, hotels, and shops helps to create this overall sensation and make travelling worth the effort. Anyone taking over the ownership of such a business, even if it's just a small cafe, should bear this in mind. The next day, my mother sends me images of the refurbished cafe. In lieu of old jugs and blackboards with the day's panini offerings, there are now ceramic cacti, QR codes, and little plaques that claim gin and tonic served here. It might as well be in Ontario or Osaka. There's nothing to suggest that the cafe is in Italy. But she tells me some things haven't changed. The clientele of old men is the same. And there was an empty wine glass on the outdoor table this morning.
Monocle's Grace Charlton there. That's all for this week. If you're eager for more design stories, then listen to our main show, Monocle on Design, which airs on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. London time. If you do prefer print, then you can pick up a copy of Monocle magazine. It's on all good newsstands now. Today's episode was produced by me, Maylie Evans. Thank you for listening.